When somebody says parlor, does that sound kind of old fashioned to you?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, okay. Could you say that for me just for pronunciation?
Parlor.
Okay. What about, have you ever been in any houses around here that had the really high ceilings? Just right off the top of your head, about how high would you say those things are? Just a while, yes.
I don't even know how tall those are.
Well, let's see. Would you say they're 6 or 10? Which sounds more reasonable?
10.
Okay, so if you were going to just tell me, give me a whole sentence, you'd say that these ceilings are
10 feet up?
Sure. Just want to see if you said 10 feet or 10 foot high. That's all. Okay. Do you have a fireplace anywhere in the house?
Right there.
Right there. Do you actually burn wood in it?
Mm-mm. We don't anymore.
All right. Got a bunch of questions about a fireplace.
Okay.
On the outside of the house, the brick thing that the smoke goes out of, you call that?
Chimney.
Sure. Now, what about on a factory? One of these tall things that the smoke goes out of?
Called a smokestack.
Okay. So the chimney on a house and smokestack on a factory. All right. Now, talking about the fireplace, this open area right in front of the fireplace, what would that be called?
I've heard it, but I can't think of it right.
Can't remember. Is it spelled H-E-A-R-T-H?
Hearth.
Sure.
That's what it is.
What you were thinking about?
Okay. I just couldn't think of it.
All right. What would you call the big pieces of wood that somebody had burned in a fireplace?
Log.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You ever heard somebody call it a backlog or a backstick?
Heard a backlog.
Mm-hmm. Meaning something that you burn in the fireplace. All right. We're talking about wood that you burn in the fireplace. What about the kind that burns very easily that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard people call that light wood or lighter?
Light wood.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. We don't hear them that much. We call it just kindling.
Sure.
And just logs. I've heard those.
Yeah. Is the type of wood that you use for kindling pine, or is it anything special, or just any kind of wood? Just dry?
I think it's pine.
Yeah. Okay.
Certain kind.
Well, right inside the fireplace, these metal things that you can lay the logs across,
mm-hmm.
What would that be?
I don't know. I never. Okay. I don't know what you call them.
And irons? Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you call them, I guess.
Okay, can you say that for me?
And iron.
Have you ever heard people around here call them either fire dogs or dog irons?
I never heard that.
Okay. And what about that thing right above the fireplace where you have vases and maybe pictures, that kind of thing?
I call it the mantle.
Okay. Have heard of, with mantelpiece, mantle board?
That's the same thing.
Which one?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. Don't call them mantle board though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, say if you've been burning wood for a long time in a fireplace, the only stuff that's left when it burns down, those are the
ashes.
Yeah. What color would those be most of the time after they burn down?
Gray or black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You'd say another color, the opposite of black, that would be?
White.
Sure. Okay. What about when you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, you'll get this black stuff accumulating on the sides, inside the fireplace?
Smoke?
Well, not exactly smoke. It's the stuff that's left by the smoke.
Mm.
You know, you might run your finger alongside the inside of the fireplace, and this black stuff would rub off. Well, would you ever call it S-double-O-T?
Oh, yeah. But soot.
Okay.
But.
Sure. All right. What about, let's get into something else for a few minutes. This long thing that several people can sit on.
Couch?
Yeah. Any other names?
Sofa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.